The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon, and I wish everyone a wonderful, happy Memorial Weekend. I'm going to begin with an article out of the Daily Caller News Foundation. The article, the title, Blood is Thicker Than Water. China's new ambassador calls on the Chinese students in the U.S. to work with the Chinese embassy, according to two open letters published by China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Tuesday. Okay. On the first day in office, the Ambassador Xi Feng asked for the support of Chinese compatriots in the United States and also urged Chinese students in the U.S. to serve the motherland. According to two open letters written in English and on Chinese embassy's website, Xi, and this is not Xi like Xi Jinping, this is like X-I-E, Xi maybe, called on both groups to serve as bridges between the United States and China to improve flailing bilateral relations. No. The students won't be, they won't bridge anything. They're loyal to the ancestors. Not only is Xi's letter to fellow compatriots written in English, but other indication that it intended, that its intended audience is the Chinese Americans, is Chinese American, is that it includes an invitation to visit China. Well, of course, a China marching toward modernity is a boon to the Chinese people and to countries across the world, Xi's letter states. You are most welcome to visit China, often to experience the progress of the country and find opportunities there for self-fulfillment. Although Xi's second open letter to Chinese students is also written in English, it appears to be directed to Chinese nationals studying abroad in the U.S., given that its state students had to overcome a lot of difficulties by traveling across the Pacific. The Chinese dream of great national rejuvenation can only be realized with the hard work of generation after generation of young people. Xi's letter to the Chinese student states, Xi, who is a member of the Chinese Communist Party, former Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, succeeded Qin Gang, whose tenure as Chinese ambassador to the U.S. ended December 2022. This is I'll say that in Canada, on the east and the west coast, Vancouver on the west, Quebec on the east, Montreal, heavily populated with Chinese, the Chinese people. Very wealthy families. China is basically, without the Chinese finances of the Chinese people that are very, very wealthy, Canada would have a very difficult time making it financially. And China and Canada has been invaded, really, by the Chinese government via its wealthy, wealthy Chinese that have moved to Canada, East Coast and West Coast, and here in this country too. But I would say, I'll give you another perspective. One individual who has never been, has always been at odds with the Chinese, with China, of all the presidents, of the last seven presidents, the one who was really not so tender, so willing to work with China was Barack Obama. Bush's, yeah. Clinton, yeah. Reagan, not so much. Carter, China wasn't a big deal back then. And Carter had to work with the Chinese people because the Rockefellers, who helped put Jimmy Carter in office, they, the Rockefellers, pretty much demanded that Carter would go along with the ambitions of the Rockefellers in helping to make China great. But not Obama. And, you know, I'm of the opinion that Obama is going to come back to power. Not Michelle Obama. Barack. He's going to, at some point, make a move openly, out in the open. And we're going to see him begin to come out of the dark into the light. He will not go along. He does not care for the Chinese government and for any Chinese invasion into the United States of America, though the Biden administration is totally behind it. Be right back.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
White Dove Healing Arts, after 33 years of service to the community of natural homeopathic liquid herbal formulas, invites you to call us for a spring health enhancement experience. Call 303-828-4439. First is a quantum biofeedback analysis via TeleMed. Next is a precise remedy personal recommendation protocol to prepare you for a happy, healthy spring and summer 2023. Call 303-828-4439 and speak to Patricia or Diane at our office in Lafayette, Colorado. White Dove Healing Arts.
You may not think about your exterior paint on your home that often, but the truth is, it's the first line of defense to protecting your siding, trim, and everything else beneath that from the deteriorating effects of the weather. Sun, snow, moisture, wind, it all takes a toll. It's the biggest investment of your life, protect it. Paint is the first line of defense. Call me, Bucky, at Colorado Masterworks at 970-825-9305 for a free inspection, and if it's necessary, a free estimate. I'd be happy to help you out.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor, I'll help you get by.
Okay, so China has an army on our mainland. We don't have to worry about what's coming over the borders. We've allowed them to come in to the areas of higher education, to the centers of highest education here, really in the world. They're here. I know that as I travel through the area here in Colorado, I notice at the universities, CU in Denver, CSU, the Asian populations. And I know that they don't speak English. Limited. But I've never doubted that they were part of, because they're being paid by the Chinese government to attend school here, the government pays them. And from the time they are children, they are in a culture that the Chinese people, of all people really, have learned how to educate their children beginning from the time they come out of the womb. And one thing the Chinese people, one of the things I've noticed about the Chinese people is that they are loyal. They're loyal to the ancestors, loyal to China. Even though there have been generations that have never been to China because they're Asian, they're still loyal to China. They really, in a sense, don't assimilate. It's very difficult to assimilate when you have a culture that is so powerful. Now, there's an article out of AsiaPacificCurriculum.ca, The Opium Wars in China. China has a vendetta against the West. China, they've never forgotten what the West, beginning with England, did to their country a couple hundred years ago. Asia Pacific Foundation of Canada. The Opium Wars in the mid-19th century were a critical junction in modern Chinese history. The first Opium War was fought between China and Great Britain, 1839 to 1842. The second Opium War, 1856 to 1860. We were just beginning our Civil War. Weakened China fought both Britain and France. China lost both wars. In terms of its defeat, there was a bitter pill to swallow. China had to cede the territory of Hong Kong to British control. Now you know how Britain owned Hong Kong for 100 years. China had to cede Hong Kong to British control, open treaty ports to trade with foreigners, grant special rights to foreigners operating within the treaty ports. In addition, Chinese government had to stand by the British, stand by as the British increased their opium sales to people in China. Now, I'm going to where I'm headed in the program is, if you sow to the wind, you will reap the whirlwind. We in the West, eventually England, and eventually later America, we controlled nations through drugs, by drug trade. Now, the question is, who is creating fentanyl? Who is manufacturing it by the ton? And it is now being distributed here in the United States of America. Of course, other nations, companies are manufacturing fentanyl, but most of it is coming from China. Is it payback time? And which is the most heavily opiated or drug-addicted country in the world today? It's not China. Not just the European nations, which are the drug addictions are I mean, massive, but not like the United States. We are a drug culture. And I don't mean just drugs that had been illegal. We're a drug culture in the sense that medications, illegal, which are now legal drugs for young people, but pharmaceutical drugs for the elderly. And there was another article that I'm going to try to get to, SilverHillsHospital.org, marijuana and psychosis, which I'm going to get to in a little bit. America had sown to the wind. We owned the opium trade. We owned the drug trade during Vietnam. Going back into the 1800s, we passed treaties, laws, I think it was through President Taft, to control the drug trade in Asia. And anyone caught selling drugs, we were the ones who would punish them, because we controlled the drugs in the Philippines internationally. We passed laws to protect our drug trade. During the Reagan years, and especially during the Clinton years, it was, and during the Bush, well, actually during times of Nixon, the Golden Triangle, the poppy fields, we were the ones who were, you know, protecting the poppy fields in the Golden Triangle. Eventually we got caught. We moved the opium, the drug trade, the poppy fields to Afghanistan. The CIA and the intelligence organizations of this country have ruled the world through drug trade. So, going on with this article, AsiaPacificCurriculum.ca, the opium wars in China, the lesson that Chinese students learn today about opium wars is that China should never again let itself become weak, backward, and vulnerable to other countries. Now, we should be saying this about the United States of America. China learned its lesson. We didn't. If you talk to many Chinese about the opium war, a phrase you will quickly hear is, and I can't pronounce it in Chinese, but it means, if you are backward, you will take a beating. I wonder if America has become backward. You know, I remember back the culture of the baby boom generation in the 60s and 70s. And the pot was the main drug. Pot. And LSD was something new that most people didn't know really anything about until the late 60s. But it had been developed, I think, in the 50s by the government. But the difference between what you would call pot or dope or marijuana or weed back then and what is being sold today is light years apart. I like to kid about this. The pot, the drugs back then were organic. They were just organic. You could get your organic pot, you know, anywhere here in Front Range of Colorado. And a lot of the guys, it was organic. They grew it along the ditches. But the pot today isn't organic. It's weaponized. And some of the pot today, you get schizophrenia. Smoking it one time, you start to have mental issues. Because what was back then organic pot compared to what you have today, non-organic, which is GMO pot, this stuff today, you smoke it one time and you're going to start thinking somebody's out to get you. You're going to become so paranoid. You're going to have psychosis. You're not going to know who you are. You're not going to know who you are, what you do, And
issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Weld County in northeastern Colorado until 3:15 p.m. At 2:25 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Todd Creek, or 21 miles north of Denver, moving north at 15 miles an hour. Hazard, quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, damage to vehicles is expected. This severe thunderstorm will be near Tocono around 2:40 p.m. Fort Lupton around 2:45 p.m. Other locations in the path of a severe thunderstorm include Firestone and Frederick. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Torrential rainfall is occurring with this storm and may lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways.
Okay, now, is this a natural storm, or is this storm being generated by technology? So going on with a couple of centuries ago, China is, the whole nation has pretty much become addicted to opium, drugs, and now it's reversed. We spend, I don't know what the figures were, how many billions of dollars we spend a year on drugs. And I don't mean just pot and all these type of things, heroin, all that, but the drug industry itself. We are a nation that is drugged. We're a nation that depends on drugs. Legal or illegal, this is a curse. This is a curse. We sow to the wind, we reap the whirlwind. America knew what the British were doing in subjecting the Chinese people to opium to keep them drugged. It was a lucrative business. America, the little sister of Britain, the daughter of Britain, we learned quickly, and we realized, the American government, we can invest in these secret programs, black budget. We didn't call them black budget back then. That's what you would call them today. We can invest in drugs, military, and through the money that comes in through these black budget programs, we can become powerful. And we don't need to let the American people know what we're doing, which we didn't let the American people know what we were doing. We conducted business illegally with drugs internationally. We addicted the world to our drugs. Now we're being addicted by the drugs of the world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
The Tree Farm's Memorial Day sale, going on now. It's a perfect time to plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Now get 25 to 30% off all sizes of shade trees, flowering trees, and fruit trees, including aspen, apple, cherry, maple, oak, and more. Three-year-old 6-foot-tall spring snow fruitless crabapple, now $139.99 each. The Tree Farm's Memorial Day sale, going on now.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey, it's Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sundays, 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. So please join me during the weekend, also on the weekend. And for both programs, the podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. Weekend hosts, the programs through the week is on podcast 1360khnc.com. So we're talking about the you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. So eventually, the British were the ones that were able to control China through drugs. But eventually the Chinese started to fight back. And there were these drug wars. And China, I mean, it's like the drug war here in America. Just say no. Well, there is no such thing as a drug war in this country. The government is in the drug business. Now I'll talk about illegal drugs. We won't talk about prescriptions. The illegal drugs, starting with back in the 1800s, late 1800s, drugs was a money maker for the American government. Then eventually, as we move into this century, or last century, early 1900s, 1920, drug was still, during World War II, for example, we laced the cigarettes with drugs so that the men would willingly go out into the line of fire. But then Taft passed laws where America controlled the drug traffic in the Philippines. There was a war over there over the drug trade. It was throughout all of Asia. We learned from the British. Then in modern times, once after World War II ended, and you had hundreds of thousands, millions of young children being born, the drug trade, you have to think, they think ahead. The people that push the drugs, they think in terms of numbers. Okay, so we're going to have, to the baby boom generation, we're going to have 60 million children. I don't know what the figure is. Well, companies will look at that group and they'll say, okay, what are the trends? What direction are they going to go? Car manufacturers, they started pumping out vehicles en masse. Drug companies developing new types of drugs. Eventually, you get into the 70s and you have, remember, the MENA, Arkansas, drug trafficking to South America, big money. China, what they did eventually is in 1936, there was a 1813, China, to stop the problem, put a ban on drugs. But they didn't really, there wasn't much success. And what they were doing is they were closing the opium dens. They were getting the user. Well, eventually they changed their strategy. Rather than go after the user, like the people here in America today, in these major cities that are living in tents, and they have access to who knows what kind of drugs. Well, China had the same problem. They didn't have labor. They were losing labor, a labor force. They were losing a force of educated Chinese people, young people. There would be no doctors, scientists. There'd be no one that would help sustain a healthy economy. They made a decision, don't go after the user, go after the pusher. And when they began to go after the pusher, then things began to turn around. And here in this country, you never hear talk about going after the people that are upstream manufacturing or actually growing or in the labs manufacturing. But it's always going after the user. Well, there is a guy by the name of Lin Zhu, and he was a capable and ambitious Chinese government official, argued eventually that the opium trade was a moral issue. So it went from going just to the seller, the pusher. They also said it's a moral issue. And it is a moral issue. If people could understand with drugs, with these new drugs, schizophrenia, psychosis, this is a spiritual matter. This is a situation where something is happening to the person in their soul that is, I call it, demonic. People are actually, through drugs, opening themselves up to demons. Well, this Lin Zhu he probably saw something too and realized that it was a moral issue and that it was evil, and that it had to be eliminated by any means possible, not just imprisoning and punishing the drug trafficker, but also it was a moral issue. If you cannot suppress the trade of opium and addiction to it, the Chinese Empire, again, he reasoned, would have no peasants to work the land, no townsfolk to pay taxes, no students to study, no soldiers to fight. He argued that instead of targeting opium users, they should stop, punish the pushers who imported and sold the drug in China.
Issued a severe thunderstorm warning for West Central Weld County in northeastern Colorado, southeastern Larimer County, northeastern Boulder County in northeastern Colorado until 3:30 p.m. At 2:40 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 4 miles west of Meade, or 21 miles southwest of Greeley, moving northeast at 20 miles an hour. Hazard: quarter-size hail. Source: radar indicated. Impact: damage to vehicles is expected. This severe thunderstorm will be near Meade around 2:50 p.m. Burford around 2:55 p.m. Other locations in the path of this severe thunderstorm include Johnstown, Loveland, and Milliken. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Naturally Inspired Health Summit, Real Solutions for Healthy Living, June 24th at The Ranch by the Budweiser Event Center in Loveland, Colorado. Come and meet your community in health. Robert Scott Bell from The Robert Scott Bell Show. Maxine Holler from Kids Braintree for Collins. Wendy Scipione from MPB Health. Lauren Kubla from Synergy IV Wellness. Get your tickets today at naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It appears as if China learned its lesson. America has not learned its lesson. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. We've exported drugs, illegal and legal, internationally. This not affects only the physically, doesn't affect you physically only, also psychologically. Now, out of SilverHillsHospital.org, marijuana and psychosis. This was August 13th, 2020. The article, Christopher Bozak. Growing evidence shows cannabis use, particularly among adolescents and young adults, can trigger permanent psychological disorders, such as schizophrenia. At the same time, marijuana is increasingly being legalized, decriminalized, glorified in pop culture, and easier to access. It's heading in a terrible direction, said Rocco Marotto, MD, PhD, Service Chief for the Adult Transitional Living Program at Silver Hill Hospital. I see the suffering. I see families suffering. I see these kids' lives destroyed. The hospital, all of us really have to, in the hospital, all of us have to really recognize, we have to recognize what's happening. We have to develop protocols, ways of diagnosing it to see if there are specific treatment modalities that are necessary to help these kids who are different. Dr. Mayotis stated, we have to have some way of saying in this case, there is a high probability that marijuana is a major contributor, and if so, then how is our intervention different? We have the expertise. We have to focus on it. This is a hospital that's famous for dual diagnosis, and this is a critical thing. Well, drugs open your soul up to demons, simply put, from a spiritual perspective. If the MK Ultra program conducted by the United States, DARPA, military intelligence, military programs to alter personality, and the British, if these studies that they did prove, and not only do they prove, but they also admit that they know how to take demons, which they admit exist. Government, they admit it. There is such a thing as demons. And they have found ways and the techniques to open an individual's soul, and the demons can be placed in their soul, in their mind, emotion, and will. And if the government admits to this, as bizarre as you may think it is, you go look and read and research the MK Ultra Black Budget programs, and you will find they have learned how to demonize or take spirits and put them inside of individuals through drugs. One of the main and easiest ways is through drugs. Another way, through torture, shock, electrocution, pain, any kind of pain. Adolescents and pot in the article. Adolescence is a time of tremendous brain growth and development, matched only by the first 3 years of life. Many psychiatrists fear that the young people are getting the wrong message about cannabis and putting this period of critical growth at risk. With the cannabis, pot, weed, marijuana, whatever you want to call it, that was grown in the 70s, in the 60s, isn't the same that is available to these young adults today, these young people. It is a completely different creature. It is laced with who knows what. Even I read an article last week. They're putting fentanyl in it, and they don't have to put much. And, you know, I remember during the time when this country where the young people were experimenting with LSD, and some of these individuals would have what they called a bad trip, they would never be the same again. It would do something to them and basically destroy them, destroy their mind. It would kill brain cells, absolutely, but it did something to them spiritually. They changed in their personality. what they were, who they were. They weren't after heavy drug use. I grew up with many friends who were heavy and were in that hard acid culture, and they changed from what they were when they were young to who they are today. Many of them have died. Their personalities have changed. Adolescents think because adults say it's legal, it must be okay. There's a growing evidence showing a correlation between cannabis use and the onset of psychotic disorders. Dr. Bartolomo, director of adolescent services at Silver Hill Hospital, said they aren't quite sure what the linkage is, but there's definitely a link between cannabis use and schizophrenia. Absolutely. I say you can, like the government admits, put demons inside of people.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Are we going to be able to change what has happened to this culture with drug use? No. Is it going to get worse? Yes. Is there an answer to it? No. Does the government have answers? Yeah. The answer is the Senate, Congress, the political world should investigate all of the government agencies that are involved internationally with drug trade. The universities that are doing the research. But that will never happen. During the Bush years, during the Reagan administration, the drug trade in South America, later on with the Clintons in Arkansas, the drug trade taking place. I mean, Arkansas, the United States, the Air Force, the Navy, the Army, all involved in drug trade. The Army back in the Golden Triangle during the Vietnam days, the Clintons, South America, Barry Seal, American Made, movie with Tom, can't think of his name, see his face, Tom Cruise. The truth of what this government has done over the last couple of hundred years, especially the last 150 years, is evident. It's researched, is documented. American people, the top drug dealers is the United States government in the world. Yes, the British had a hand in controlling China, but now it's the United States because there's a market. It's called 300 million people in this country, well, of that age, probably 275 million people are of drug age or old enough to take drugs illegally if they want. So there's a market. And this government needs money. The politicians that are involved in the drug trade. And the drug is just one part of the black budget income. The other is human trafficking. Human trafficking. It's just as big, if not even more, brings in more income than the drug trade. Human trafficking. A human, if you, a liver, a kidney, two kidneys, a heart, this is what, how they think. This is how they think. An individual, one person, is worth a lot much, is much more. A hundred pound person is more valuable than 100 pounds of any kind of drug, except for fentanyl, probably. And easier to transport. All you got to do is give them a ticket, put them on a plane, fly them into America, and they disappear. Fly them to Detroit, fly them to New York, fly them to Miami, and then they disappear. It just costs you a plane ticket. That's it for this week. May the God of peace be with you this weekend. May you have a wonderful holiday weekend on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree Ministry program.
The Rev here. Life can deal some crushing blows. Renew, refresh, and restore your spirit. Join us every Sunday as Pastor Keith reveals the joy of knowing God through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We gather at the Old Severance Town Hall at 10 o'clock, located at 4th Avenue and 1st Street in Severance.
Issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Weld County in northeastern Colorado until 3:45 p.m. At 2:57 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Gilchrist, or 11 miles south of Greeley, moving north at 15 miles an hour.